Michelle's Child Development Center, which is located at French's, has been transformed into a relief center where volunteers have been providing emergency aid for people who have been displaced. Graduate preschool teacher Lalicia Burnett is the school's relief coordinator.
We have adopted four shelters: the Bethel High School, Emmanuel Mesopotamia, Gomez Methodist, Emmanuel Kingston, and we do persons within private homes that are also evacuees. So we donate anything possible. Anything that they come and need, we assist, even if it's cooked food on a Sunday, a warm cooked meal, to make sure that these people know that not because they're out of their homes, they might not have anything to go back to, there's still somebody that is looking out for them, somebody that cares for them and is willing to help them to rebuild their lives and start back over as time goes on.
Ms. Burnett says the school has been receiving support from persons in the diaspora.
The first relief effort from overseas came from persons in England. They sent every single thing possible. And we're thankful for our families, friends, and just persons who might have heard our names or saw our school page and are assisting us. They are doing an amazing job, and we want to just thank them, because without them, I think it's only so far some of us could have gone. So if anybody is willing to assist us even more, we are very grateful. Follow us on our school page on Facebook at Michelle's Child Development Center. We just greatly appreciate the help, because without them, St. Vincent will not rise.
Lalicia Burnett of Michelle's Child Development Center. Meanwhile, owner of the center, Michelle Smith Doyle, says their aim is to provide continued support to families after they return to their homes.
What we're actually doing now is to go on with it, because even if these people return to their home, what we realize is going to happen is that some persons will be returning to their home and they have actually nothing to go back home with. So what we are mainly doing is try to provide also for people who will return back to whether the red zone or the orange zone. As my school motto says, planting seeds in the hearts and homes of our dear one. And to be honest with you, that's what we are doing. We are really planting the seeds. So on the behalf of my school and the folks in the UK, US, Trinidad and Tobago, we would like to say thanks to everybody.
That was owner and operator of Michelle's Child Development Center, Michelle Smith Doyle, and public relations officer of Michelle's Child Development Center, Bernadette McTair, says the donation has made a huge difference in the lives of the evacuees.
I'm just want to thank the people from London who really sacrificed to send all these barrels and stuff so we can give these underprivileged people, the people in the shelter, and this is where we know where we have to go about this keeper. It's hard work, but we really appreciate it. Really, really appreciate this.
That was Public Relations Officer of Michelle's Child Development Center, Bernadette McTeer. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere Volcano Updates.